was my main job or purpose here, to channel higher light and bring higher frequencies of divine love into this planet. So we all know what we go through on this process, on this journey, but I think we all know that it is the only thing that can take us to where we want to be, is to do our inner work. There's no shortcut, there's no getting away from it, there's no one that can do it for you. We have to have a sincere intent to transform our lower personality and to come into the Christic state of being, pure unconditional love, and that beauty and bliss of just being transformed back into one's true being, one's true self, while of course still being human. It took me quite a while to realize that I was going to be totally 3D as well as being 5D. But, you know, 3D, of course, has a very different perspective, doesn't it? And different experience when we're in the higher frequencies of love and light. But haven't quite merged them totally yet. So learning not to be frustrated when I only feel 3D.
Yes, I know. And that is one of the challenges, right? Once you understand and accept that you are awakening to these new levels of your purpose, of frequency. And I think it's important that everybody understand, like, even someone like Carol has, like she said, she had to keep, it was gradual. You know, you might have the awareness, but then you're intentionally opening your gifts and you're taking it step by step for whatever is on your personal path, whatever things you have in your way of fully accepting that. And we're straddling two worlds more than I think anyone ever has before on the planet. So there's not a big blueprint for it, but we do have our 3-day moments and then our fun expanded moments as well. Do you have any tips for people as they awaken their gifts? I know you're going to talk about maintaining that high frequency. So how can people have that awareness and still go through the ups and downs? Sometimes people get, oh, I thought I was over that, and here it is back today.
Well, I don't, you see, I think that most people feel they're over it, but they're not really at the deepest level. It's just the personality that's got over it, isn't it? But I think one thing that is very, very helpful is when these things and situations come up, you see, the lower human part always thinks, I wish this wasn't happening. I wish I could get rid of this reaction. What's wrong with me? I don't want this judgment, etc. If we just face it as a challenge, welcome it and look at it as something we can learn from, and say to my soul, you know, please show me what we need to learn here. Please show me what needs healing here. And then we become grateful for the situation that's being revealed to us. And that's when, just like that, the soul can learn what it needs to learn and it can just dissolve away. And one thing that I found very interesting is that as we do truly heal or learn or forgive, the memory of it just disappears. You can't even remember what your wounding was, or you can't even remember what it was that you had to learn. You know, we are free from it once it's been learned or healed. And I find that, you know, that's quite interesting, because some time ago, Jesus Sanandas said to me, the time will come when not only will you not remember, but it never would have happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's quite amazing, because we do know that our feelings and thoughts and beliefs and everything do go out and create energetic things. And yeah, so that's wonderful to know that we're going to dissolve it all.
You know, the way I think of it is, you go to bed at night, go to sleep, you can have a nightmare and you wake up in the morning and say, oh, thank goodness it didn't happen. When it's similar, isn't it? It's just that kind of thing. This matrix has been created for us so that we can learn and have all these experiences, but they're just happening in the same way that things happen in a dream. So we're not really being harmed in any way. Mm-hmm. No one's really being hurt. We just experience the pain and suffering, of course, of this illusionary world. We're moving out of pain now, we're moving out of suffering, and it's up to us. There's always the choice, isn't there? We can choose joy or we can choose fear. Mm-hmm. We can choose to be in bliss, or we can choose to hang around in our lower personality. I think our awareness has been heightened enough now for us to be able to have that choice.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, talk about that maintaining a higher frequency.
Well, I think for everybody, but certainly for me, it comes from our practice in meditation, where we connect to our guides or teachers. For me, very much the Arcturians and so on. Once you make that connection and you come within, you move away from your mind into your high heart. You experience your I am presence and just breathe into the beingness within. And as we come more and more deeply into the high heart, experience the beingness within and allow that light of spirit to enter, our frequency starts to rise. And as we stay more in that space, so the light within expands and we come into more and more of the light of self. We feel more and more the being that we are as a being of light, our consciousness. And gradually, we ask our guides and teachers, the Arcturians, whoever we like to work with, please continue to raise my frequency. And we feel ourselves lifting into bliss, into that connection, feeling the fifth dimensional self descending into the physical vessel. And of course, once we leave meditation, very easy to just drop away into the human personality. So our job, isn't it, is to remain in our I am presence, centered around the high heart. And every time we go back to being in our heads, just come back to that. And the more time we spend there, the easier it becomes to remain there. Mm-hmm. And whenever our frequency does drop, because we've been triggered, something has surfaced that we're very identified with, we remember and we come within, we accept that experience that we're going through, and we can ask our guides, teachers, our angels, you know, please come in and lift me, lift my frequency above this lower vibration. And I've noticed when we connect, you know, our angels are all around us, so close, just sending to us that purity of their beautiful Christic love energy. Mm. And it's just for us to open our hearts enough to receive that Christed love, that pure light.
Yeah, absolutely. I think receiving is a big thing that we all have to begin to accept, to be better at. I know it's been safe in some ways to reject compliments or all kinds of things because it doesn't feel safe. But now receiving is the biggest thing because of the accelerated energies. It's so much easier to connect to these higher realms.
Absolutely. And you know, they say, don't they, that there's no limit to what they can give. They're only limited by what we are able to receive. And we can, it's all about receiving, isn't it? When we come into our true beingness within and we are pure being, there's nowhere to go, nothing to get, nothing to do. We simply exist. And there's no, it's the highest state of being when you don't feel you need to change anything. In that purity of divine being, which is divine acceptance of every moment simply as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a that's another really important healing, right? To stop the sense of being unfulfilled and craving and constantly needing something new, finding that stillness.
Because we're always in the ego self, which is always looking outwards. We think we have to go out to get it. But the more and more we come within, the more complete we feel. And we need nothing outside of the self.
Yeah. That's a big shift, right? Because we were all conditioned that we need this person's approval, yeah, and we need this house, and we need more of that, and we need, and we never have enough.
Well, not easy to change our habits, is it?
Yeah.
You know, the fifth dimension is so opposite to the third dimension. And I think for all of us, it's really only a strong inner desire that allows us to set that intention and to make that move, because it's completely contrary to the ego mind. The ego mind will never want to make that move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And so that's why we're shifting into being more in our heart and our higher heart and connected to all of us, that I am present. So how do we live in that new heart energy?
By moving out of your mind into that place as often as you can remember, and staying there as long as you can. And the more time we spend in meditation coming into that place, the easier it becomes to spend more time there. It gets easier and easier time-wise. And I feel myself that the energy, it's such a beautiful place to be. Why would we want to go back to all the chaos and discord and all the rest of it? Why not stay in that beautiful place? So as we gain more and more light, we're more and more drawn to the light. So the ego gradually has less and less of a hold on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like anything else, right? Learning to play basketball or chess or violin or something. The more you do it, the more you have a sense of it, the more you build both in your mind and in your brain and your body, the pathways that remember it. But there's trust. It's like building a relationship, really.
Yeah. And you know, it's lovely, isn't it? They say, you know, the heart trusts naturally. The heart doesn't need to learn to trust. The heart accepts naturally. It doesn't need to learn to accept. The heart is naturally still, naturally in peace, naturally unconditional. So all these wonderful things that we would like to have in our own psyche, our own inner world, they don't need to be learned. They are already there. It's just how much of a wish or desire do we have to be in that place? Mm. And then it becomes very apparent and easy for us to recognize what is coming from the ego mind and what is coming from the true self, which we're always finding more and more of the truth of the self within as we continue to move inwards, going ever more deeply within. And the more deeply within, the more that opens up for us. Mm-hmm. And to learn that you can never get it, you can only receive it.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. You can never get it, you can only receive it.
And it's given by grace.
Mm.
And learning to receive requires the surrendering of the ego, doesn't it? To come into that place of allowance, receptivity. So
Yeah.
that's often called surrender to the will of God, isn't it? Because we are surrendering to the divine flow, to the divine within.
Yeah, I had myself not a lot of religious upbringing, but enough that I didn't like it. And so if somebody said surrender to the will of God to me in the past, I would have been like, hell
Well, exactly.
no.
And we were also brought up with fear of God, weren't we? What's God going to do to me if I surrender to him? But then we learned that is actually surrendering to the flow of the divine, and I am one with the divine. So it is actually surrendering to the greater part of myself, which is in oneness with source.
It's much different, and the verbiage has been confusing throughout the ages. It's been manipulated for different reasons. So the beautiful thing is that now is the age of direct connection, not needing to have somebody else tell you what to do, what to think, or how to connect, or
Yeah.
what your purpose is, or anything else like that. So.
True. But have you noticed how people feel they have to obey authority?
Yeah.
You know, that's becoming so apparent with what the government tells you you have to do and what organizations are telling you you have to do. And people think, oh, I've got to do this. It's not coming from one's own inner knowing of what I feel I should do. It's doing it because you are told to do it. And people fear authority.
Yeah.
The
Yeah,
fear
that's
against authority. And so that is, of course, giving our power away, isn't it?
Yeah, what we've seen is hundreds and even thousands of years on the planet of different types of institutions or people wanting control and wanting to be the authority for their own reasons. And
Yeah.
so, yes, we're very well conditioned. We're very Pavlovian in that
And
way.
it's not easy to change one's programs and one's beliefs, is it?
Yeah,
Not easy.
especially that one. Yeah,
Yeah.
the authority. I also noticed, do you see this as well, that many of my clients and students are afraid of taking on their own authority? There's the fear of retribution or criticism or being outcast or beheaded or whatever, all those things that have happened to us for not doing what the authority said. But there's also the lack of excellent leadership, lack of role models of people who have taken on their own authority. So a lot of people are afraid of that. Like, well, if I take on my own authority, then I'll be one of these people who are manipulating and misusing that authority.
But it's also, you're quite right, of course, absolutely. But it's also about whether we give our power away or whether are we obeying authority because of fear of authority, or are we going along with the authority because we recognize that it's in our best interest to do so, which doesn't mean that you believe in it. It's the believe in what you're told, believing that authority is what you should obey.
Ah, yes, and shifting that to an inner.
So we can see through it, but still follow the rules as much as we have to and need to have a smooth life. But it doesn't mean you have to believe in it. Doesn't mean it has to be your truth.
I like
And
that distinction. Yeah. So you don't have to believe in it, even if you follow it, like something like you have to wear a mask when you go out
yeah.
right now. Yeah,
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to put on a mask. But if you put it on a mask because you're in fear, fear of not wearing a mask, fear of the authorities, fear of catching a bug or something, that's very different to if you say, but it doesn't hurt me to put on the mask, you know, have an easy life. But I don't have to believe it. Yeah. But for me, I need to wear a mask. I am wearing a mask to conform outwardly, which is very different.
And that's such an excellent distinction, because this is what we're learning to do as we reach these higher frequencies and maintain them, realize who we are, take on our authority, and begin to ask different questions, because 3D questions don't make sense in 5D or beyond. Then you have a choice, right, to not get drawn into drama and want to tell everybody else what to do or to get mad at what's happening.
Exactly. One thing that I find absolutely amazing is that the Ascended Masters know how to speak to everyone at their level. And everybody is allowed to have their own reality. And they're not going to try and change you or tell you what you should think or interfere with your reality. But they'll know how to communicate with you at your level to open you so that you can come to something new yourself. And whereas that's completely different to attacking other people's views and beliefs and wanting to tell them how it really is, and, you know, completely different energy, completely different approach. Yeah. And it doesn't work so well. And we've not really got any divine right to interfere with people like that, really.
Yes, yes, that's all that ego mind and fear. Like you said, fear, I have to tell you what to do or tell you to stop doing it or convince everybody of my ways better and all of that stuff. That's all leaving.
Well, all we need to do really is to be in our I am presence in our heart and just radiate love.
Yes.
And your word to anybody, it's the frequency we hold that changes the world, that changes people, that heals the planet, that higher frequency. Yeah. Don't need to say a word to anyone.
So tell us a little more about the idea of grounding and balancing yourself with your I am presence. If anybody's new to that term, you have many layers of your being. Your physical body is the densest, and then you have an emotional body and a mental body, and you have different levels of who you are. You have what you've probably heard, higher self, and then you have your I am presence, which is a much higher frequency level of who you are. So you were saying about breathing into your I am presence to have that connection of balance.
But when we breathe into our I am presence, the beingness within, and connect to it through the high heart, that brings us into ourselves, the being within. Whereas as we practice that, we'll notice that usually we're stuck up in our heads, we're all over the place, and constantly in emotional imbalance. And when we make that movement within, we start to feel balanced, aligned, more peaceful. Everything quietens down, everything settles, everything comes into balance. And the Arcturians are wonderful. If we ask them in meditation, when we've made our connection to spirit, you know, please bring me into balance and alignment. And once we come into that aligned place and we are open to receiving the light of spirit, we need to bring that light down and through our whole bodies and into the earth, into Mother Earth, and connect to Gaia's heart and core. So this is the practice which perhaps some people are only just beginning with consciously taking in that higher light. But for those of us that have, you know, progressed more in the amount of light we can hold and how much divine love and divine light is coming into us, it becomes more and more important to bring that light down into our foundation, our pelvic area, rather than just leaving it from here up, and to take it down into Gaia's heart and core and connect to her heart and core. Because if we take in lots and lots of light and we're not grounding it, not only is it not useful for Gaia, which is one of the main reasons why we're bringing that light in for her, but we'll just go into more chaos. So our job is to not go into the chaos, not go into the fear, and to remain in love, in light. And so that doesn't happen if we're not grounding the energies. So then the higher light isn't useful. And, you know, people can spend so much time up there and out there, you know, they finish up in chaos and very unbalanced. So everything has to be balanced within.
Yeah, that's very important to remember, because I know I've been kind of on this path for 30 some years, that it, especially when you're new or you're having a big shift, there's a tendency to just constantly, like, oh, I want to be in that floaty state. I want to be all in that lovey-dovey state. I want to be creative.
Yeah, exactly. And you see it in some people, don't you? It's sort of like they're in fairyland or something, and doesn't help the 3D life, and it doesn't really help our spiritual growth either.
Yeah, there is, does have to be the balance, because we are in both worlds, and that's a lot of what we're doing here now, is raising the frequency in the body and, well, minding the gap, right? Closing the gap.
Yeah, well, the high is coming down towards us, but it's also expected that we do our bit and rise up as well. But, you know, it's about bringing 5D into 3D. It's not about leaving 3D to go up into 5D, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a learning to come and go and ride the scale of consciousness and understand the different states. And not, I think one of the things that definitely happened to me in the beginning and is common for people is this sense of wanting that all the time. And when you're not there, you can't repeat this amazing expanded experience that you had the other day, you start to feel depressed or like you're not good enough or you're doing something wrong. But every day is different because you're growing.
Exactly. We find it so difficult to love and accept ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I know you're going to do an Arcturian transmission for us, if you'd like to start that.
Okay, that'll be lovely. So I think what I might do, I can do something else if you prefer, but last Thursday I took 30 people into the inner circle of Stonehenge, and the Arcturians and the whole of the galactics, even cosmic beings, were there. I have never felt such a massive group of higher beings. It's like they were all there. And we brought through wonderful energies into Gaia. So a huge amount of the divine love energy was flowing through. Lord Merlin was with us, clearing the misuse of magic, particularly black magic around the pyramids, etc., etc. So it seems that those energies have been anchored, because it's very easy to reconnect to all of them. So I thought I might connect us to those energies if you feel that's appropriate.
Wow, sounds lovely.
And after Stonehenge, we went to Shaftesbury, which is, you know, maybe 20, 30 miles away, something like that. And interestingly, in Shaftesbury, there are the remains of the abbey there. It goes back about 1,000 years or more. Now, that abbey was the first abbey in the country that had an abbess. And underneath that, the ground there is a huge plate of quartz crystal. So the divine mother energy there is amazing. And so it's a very easy place to channel more divine love from the higher realms into the planet there. So we were working there as well. So perhaps we can make those connections, shall we, with the Arcturians?
Sounds fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I normally do those in-person things and in pyramids and things here in the Yucatan. So I'm so excited you're doing that over there.
Well, we have to connect it. Something else I'll say that we also did. I've been working in the Spanish Pyrenees in a place called Tregaraz. So there's a forested mountain with a valley at the bottom and the stream or river running through. And when you go down to that valley, the etheric realms and nature is so incredible. You just feel magic. And the Arcturian, there's a quartz crystal underneath. The Arcturians directed me to go there. They're very present there. And with the work that's been done there, they now say that the violet flame has been anchored there. It's like sending echoes all around the planet. And that the energies have built up so much there that they go right out to the outer edges of the galaxy.
Fantastic.
So, you know, when I first started working there, I couldn't find the boundary of the space I should be working in. And it transpired that it was planetary around the whole planet. So we also connected that energy to Stonehenge.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so if anybody'd like in their meditations just to ask the Arcturians, you know, to connect to that energy, then they can. It's a great energy to connect to. So have we got a time limit?
No.
No, I just see how it goes. Okay. And do you know how many people are with us? Doesn't matter.
Well, we've got, looks like we have 20 some here, but we also have people watching on YouTube. So, I can't see that. So,
okay, great. All right, then. So, let's begin, shall we?
Yes.
See what the Arcturians wish for us. So, as you close your eyes, begin to relax your body. The Arcturians are, of course, already with us all, and their energy is flowing through me. So as you breathe into the body and allow your body to begin to relax, you begin to experience yourself within, the beingness that you are, the consciousness of your I am, an experience of self, which is often lost when we move out into the outer world. But here we move inwards, moving ever more deeply inwards and finding the high heart and the space within the high heart. So the Arcturians are creating around us the energies of their crystal temple. You may begin to see or to feel structures of light, the geometries of light, the colours, and to begin to feel and to resonate with the frequency of the crystal temple which they bring to us. So we are all in a circle together within the crystal temple, created by the Arcturian consciousness at a frequency which we are able to experience, which we are able to hold. And gradually you come into resonance with this frequency. You begin to feel embraced in their light, to feel how comfortable and safe it is here, and to open to the love within this crystal temple and the many Arcturians who are so filled with joy to be able to work with you. Blue light surrounds you, the soft feminine energy. Gradually we begin to realize that there's nothing we need to do here. We can be so relaxed and feel free. We are safe enough here to allow our heart to become soft, to become gentle. And we spend a little time now in that quiet relaxation of the Arcturians that are with us within this crystal temple energy, gradually cleanse our aura for us and bring our four bodies, mental, emotional, physical and spiritual, into balance and alignment with each other. As your aura is gradually cleansed, you begin to feel lighter and fresher. As your four bodies are gradually realigned, you begin to feel calmer and more peaceful. So take a few moments to simply relax in this new frequency. All is being done for you. Nothing to do, simply to allow as you open to receive. Your crown is opening now, and you feel the light of spirit descending down through your crown, coming into your high heart, and you feel an expansion of the light within. Most of the light which you receive is actually your own light. It's the light from your fifth dimensional self. Descends into the physical. As you receive the light of self, allow yourself to feel bliss, for there is a lightness here. You have risen above the density of the lower worlds, as you are being lifted in frequency above the density into the light. You simply need to let it in, to be soft and gentle with yourself, to be vulnerable in the safety of this magnificent crystal temple energy field. So gradually, you are raised into resonance with the Arcturian light, the beautiful blue energy. Elohim Arcturus is the Elohim of the violet flame. So the Arcturian blue light always has the violet flame within it, transforming, transmuting, healing, and dissolving. And as you rise up in your frequency, you find you lose your attachments to your past, to your sufferings. For here in this energy field of love, only the present exists, only the now. As within your I Am presence, you exist in the eternal now. And your attachments to the third dimension and your third dimensional self can be loosened and fall away. So we spend a few minutes resting in the higher frequency of the fifth dimension and beyond. Your light continues to expand within. You continue to be clearer and lighter. As the crystal temple beams continue to raise your frequency, rising evermore into divine light and love, the divine being that you are. So a little more time to integrate divine light and love from the Arcturians. So we are all in a circle within the crystal temple. And we, the Arcturians, bring into the crystal temple the Stonehenge inner circle, which surrounds you all. You are within Stonehenge now. Remember your grounding into the earth and into Gaia's heart and core, even her crystal kingdom. And feel now as her heart energy rises up into Stonehenge and coming into oneness with your heart. Your heart and Gaia's heart in oneness. As the heart energy moves around the circle and we are all connected through the one spirit, the one heart. Galactic beings, ascended masters, angels and archangels, even cosmic beings have all come. And you feel their mighty presence above, around, and within the Stonehenge circle. Huge numbers of starships are above. And their energies of higher light and love are flowing through you into Mother Earth, into Gaia, where these energies flow through the grids, the ley lines, and so on, being directed to where they need to go, to do what they need to do through their higher consciousness as huge amounts of divine love are flowing into this planet, amplifying the amount of love within and upon this planet. Many things are taking place for this planet, but we will simply focus now upon receiving higher frequencies of divine love and allowing it to pass through us, through Stonehenge, into Mother Earth, and to Gaia's heart. For we are within her heart chakra of Stonehenge. feel as you channel this divine love, how your own heart is receiving more love, how your heart is opening further. You become divine. No need for you to do anything with this. Simply be an open channel for all to be done through you, not by you. Know that it is taking place. Simply trust. It is a great service to Gaia, to Mother Earth, for she is receiving such powerful activations and healings. And of course, when you work in service, you receive so much more for yourself. You are always given more. And service is why we are here. To be of service to Gaia, to humanity and all life. In this ascension process, and we hold the light, we hold the love for the world. So we spend a little time in our circle. This great awakening is taking place. Sacred work in a sacred place. No effort to be made. All is done without effort. An open channel to the divine flow. Soon we will leave the crystal temple, but you are invited to return whenever you wish. you have a line of light from the crystal temple to your crown, and you may call upon us whenever you wish, and we will instantly be with you. So become aware of yourself now within the crystal temple as you relax and receive the further healing from us. But simply by being in this crystal temple energy, you are receiving healing activations and higher information. Please accept all the love that we feel for you. So time now to feel yourself once more within your physical body, your consciousness, your awareness of the body, of your third dimensional self. You are upon the third dimensional plane, and yet you now have your connection and experience of the higher aspect of self, the higher dimensions of self within the earth plane, within your physical vessel, your human consciousness. So as you experience yourself within your I am presence, within your heart, within your physical body, feel your grounding, your feet on the floor, your connection to the earth, to the trees and the grass, the birds and the sky, mountains and the rivers. And even further down, the core of Gaia, her huge heart. And you are in oneness, at one with Gaia. So as you feel ready, you simply open your eyes and you may remain that open channel, receiving the divine from above, anchoring it within you and giving it to Gaia. And we will end there for now. Hard to come back.
Yes, it was so So beautiful and deep. Give everybody a second.
It's very nice to just be able to stay in that place, in that energy, isn't it?
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, so beautiful. Such a peaceful and expansive feeling. It's been a very long time since I've been to Stonehenge. I was there when I was young, when there was no, I don't know what they have now, fences.
It's just in a field and you just wander up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was just a field and we just wander around and we lay on the stones and do all that beautiful work. This really beautiful color was coming in waves. It was like a light blue at first, but then it became more violet.
Wonderful.
Very delicious. So if anyone wants to share how you felt, Raj says, thank you. Courtney says, wow, I'm still love drunk from that experience. I know, right? I just want to be like, what a blessing. Thank you, Carol, says Ellen, Gaia, and the Arcturians, and myself. Good, I like that. Say thank you to everyone.
Now, people don't really feel like putting up comments, you know, because they're very much in the energy and want to stay there.
Yeah, definitely. Someone asked where the Abbey was. That was, you said, in Shaftesbury?
Shaftesbury, yes, that's right.
Is that something that's open to the public or you have to get special permission?
Oh, no, it's open. It's, you know, the grounds are just a ruin there within the outer wall, just a few stones, but the energy there is very special. So I think it probably opens through the summer months and closed in the winter months. And probably opens from about 10 till 4 or 10 till 5. And they ask for a donation at the moment rather than a ticket price. But I would recommend it. Wonderful place to just walk in and sit down and just connect, be in that energy.
Raj wanted to know if you have plans for other trips.
Oh, I do, yes.
And what's your website where people can connect with you?
Website, arcturianlight.co.uk.
And we'll have all that information for you. Don't worry, it'll be in the emails, it'll be by the video, and how to get a hold of Carol and get her.
That's great. My YouTube channel is just my name, Carol Nyack or Carol Nyack Arcturian Light. And if one goes into the description box below, it's always got the schedule for the month of all our live Zoom events.
Perfect. Wonderful. Zenith says that was lovely and deep. Thank you. And where's the Violet Valley? That was in the Pyrenees in Spain, right?
T-R-E-G-U-R-A, Tregura. And yes, it's in the Spanish Pyrenees. And as soon as we started the meditation, the energy there was already flowing in very powerfully. I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Denise said that energy was peaceful, purple energy. Yeah, it was so peaceful, so peaceful. Wonderful. Well, as before we all float off into our day, bringing all this wonderful energy with us, I could just see these trails of light as everyone goes about their day. Is there anything else?
Sparkly. Well, if anybody would like to join a weekend, it's I think you're giving out the information anyway. It would be, it doesn't happen every weekend, usually every other weekend. And so it'd be from 2 till 6 UK time on a Saturday, where there's Q&As, meditations, personal work and so on. And then from 4 till 6 on the Sunday, which is very much planetary work and service to Gaia. Mm. And it'll be on Zoom.
Beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you again, Carol, for doing what you do and being who you are and accepting who you are.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's great to be with you again. And I'm honored that you invited me.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorites. I'm not allowed into England right now. Otherwise, I would jump on something and come over there if the next time I know you're going there. But the world will shift.
keep looking at the newsletter then, and you'll see when you can come over and be there with us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
In Henge or in Shaftesbury. And another thing, I found this, you see, one of the things that I'm doing is finding the power spots within Gaia's heart chakra. So everyone knows about Glastonbury and Avebury and so on. But I find other ones that no one knows about. So one that I found is, I was taken to this by a friend to this very pretty place with a little lake and a little waterfall and beautiful grounds. And I noticed there was an amazing tree there. And I was drawn to that tree. And what happened was, you know, with the Arcturians, etc., that happened to be one of the primary most powerful power spots within Gaia's heart chakra. So we cleared it and activated it and brought the Christ energy through. So that was amazing. And somewhere else that I've been going to, didn't know when I was going there, but discovered later that Joseph of Arimathea was there. And it's on the Joseph of Arimathea line, which I hadn't heard about. And so various power spots along that line that I'm discovering and working with. And then I found that this place in Tregaroa, that these scenes were there as well.
Mm.
And so one gets the bigger picture as one goes along, and you're sort of completely unaware of why you're going to certain places or doing certain things at the time, and it becomes apparent to you later. And of course, Joseph of Arimathea is an aspect of Saint Germain, and Lord Merlin is also an aspect of Saint Germain. So it's all quite wonderful. So all we need to do is just surrender to the divine plan.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely got it sorted.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I love going to places and doing the same. I've been to Egypt and England and a lot of different places. And when I moved here to the Yucatan and the Mayan areas, I really was clueless that there was so much here. Oh my gosh, I was just blown away. And every time I would do a retreat, I would do like you're doing, I would wander, I would talk to my Mayan friends, I would say, do you know a place for this, or well, let's go somewhere magical and find yet another spot where we can do things. And much to my delight, we went to one pyramid, and my beautiful friend who does cacao ceremonies and other beautiful things for us, She said, oh, this pyramid, the top of it is a portal to one of the Egyptian pyramids. And we started to see these connections like you were talking about, and these connected energies, like grids all around the world, not just from pyramid to pyramid, but to these other sacred places. So it's a lot of
wonderful,
fun.
Wonderful to see that. But of course, you know, the Arcturians want us to connect everything, you know, to connect the energy of Tregarav, they told me, to all the sacred sites, to all the Gaia's chakras, etc., etc. Perhaps it'd be wonderful if perhaps you might connect some of your sites to Tregarav.
Yes.
To Stonehenge. And so
yeah,
on.
That would be fun.
Actions, you know. Because that's where power really comes, isn't it? When all the sacred energy portals, etc., are all opened, activated, and connected to each other around the planet. And then that will be the power that's needed to shift into the fifth dimension, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. What we started to do was we always would bring certain crystals, like one retreat, I was told to get wands, crystal wands. Another one was hearts and different things. And I would bring those. People would choose the ones, they'd bring their own, and we would bring them each place we went. And one of them, the way up the pyramid, two of my crystal wands shattered. They broke into several pieces. And when I took them out after the activation, I was like, oh, and immediately they showed me, leave these everywhere you go.
Oh.
And so it was lovely. We even had some of my people at the retreat where we were climbing, like, you know, when nobody was looking, climbing the side of the temple and putting them into spots where nobody will find them. everybody would come around. So we would have both that energetic, but also that physical connection to it. So we create this grid, and every now and then people who had come on these would say, oh, I, you know, got a vibration or a message or some kind of connection from, you know, the Great Pyramid in Uxmal or here or there. And yes, and very much the awakening. What I noticed was as we went there, we would receive from the ground and Gaia and nature and from the structures, as well as they would receive from us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always two-way thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's always as you give, so you receive.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I would tell everyone, you're coming and you have some codes, you have something that will help awaken this, you know, ancient knowledge that's been sleeping and has been hidden. And then, of course, when we had the initial 5 months or whatever, 6 months of the lockdown and everything was closed, I could feel these places that I had been just coming back to life because nobody was there, right? It was, they were all allowed to, the ancestors could come and the, you know, the energies, they, all of the different.
It was wonderful for Gaia, wasn't it? That lockdown. So, you know, the divine plan is there. And interestingly, you know, even something negative can be turned into a positive outcome with fifth dimensional energies, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was exquisite, and I was very blessed. One of my goals was to be the first person in to one of the pyramids here near me when they reopened. And when they reopened, the one that I really love, they restricted it. You couldn't walk around by yourself. You couldn't climb anything. They wanted you to go with a tour guide. It was very strange. And I was just like, oh, what? No, I'm not doing that. And so I waited, and I sort of let go of that idea. I was like, oh, well, I guess that's not going to happen. And then I went to a very small site, pyramid site. And we arrived in the morning. There was only one little person arrived just after us to open it up. No one else there. And we went in and he told our driver that we didn't know this was the first day that site opened and we were the first people to be there.
Is that wonderful? Yeah. I wonder what it feels like to be inside one of those Mayan pyramids.
Oh, this is amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
It's similar to the pyramids of Egypt, or if it's very different.
It depends on the pyramid. I've spent a lot of time in the Egyptian pyramids. The first time I went with a mentor, we had the pyramid to ourselves for 4 hours, 2 days in a row. So we filled the chambers and we did 4 hours of activation. It was amazing. And and then every temple we went to, we were allowed to go in by ourselves. Even the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, we had all to ourselves in the evening. So that was what many years ago what inspired me to do these retreats, because I decided that's what I want. I want to go to these places like you did to Stonehenge. I want to go with a special group, with a special reason, with a special access, not there with all the crazy tourists.
Thing to be able to arrange.
Yeah. So here it's, it just depends, but I've learned how to go get my permission from the government or find the guides who will take a tip or all the different fun things. But there, some of them feel very much, one of them in particular felt very similar to the Great Pyramid. And some of them feel very different and like all the different sites, but they're all waking up. Like when we went to Arkansas, the crystal beds said, they all communicate.
That's our job, wake them up.
Yes. Yeah. And everything is waking up now.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, one day when the world is open again for more physical movement, maybe we could go do something together like that. It would be fun. That'd be
something. Yeah, absolutely. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Carol. I want to send you a big hug. And to everybody here, thank you for joining us and being a part of this beautiful blessing. And please take this with you every day, all day today. Let's take a deep breath in together and really accept, allow that energy that you've received, whatever it is, whether you're conscious of the message or the energies that were coming to you, just let them sink deep into your cells and into your heart, into your mind. Allow them to come all the way down into your hands and your fingers so you can really feel like your hands are full of this. And today, as you go out into the world, let this beautiful energy be the guide for what comes from your voice and from your eyes and from your feet as you take a step and everything you touch. I can see this blue and purple light sort of going through out from people's hands. We give great thanks for this gathering, this moment, for Carol and the Arcturians, for these sacred spaces and all of the beings, for beloved Merlin and Saint Germain and Stonehenge and all of the Crystal Kingdom, for Gaia, and for this amazing moment in time where we've all come on purpose. Thank you so much for gathering us together, giving us these connections and these gifts to open to our truth. And let us allow it to move through us and guide us and gift us on our path and gift everyone else, whether they know it or not, that we may be lifted into this new world and this light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I so don't want to leave.
Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Lovely.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol. Thank you, everyone. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow.
Game soon.
Yes.
It's been lovely, and beautiful the way the energies flowed through everyone and through our circle. So very special.
Yeah.
And lovely to spend some time with you.
It is. Thank you so much for gifting us with your time and your beautiful presence and all the things you're doing. Truly honored.
We have to give you a big thank you too, my dear.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I'll accept that. All right, everyone.
We are all beautiful beings of love, aren't we?
Yes.
And when that love flows between us, it's very special.
It is.
We'll be living in that new world soon.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, just like Carol told us, the more that we maintain our frequency, the more we remember, tune in, re-access these beautiful gifts, these moments, the more they become in every moment and in everything we do. And then we expand our light and we're all blending together. You know, we're creating this incredible wave of light around the planet, and we've waited so long for this. And it's just so wonderful.
Feel the joy.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right. Thanks everyone on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you everybody. I hope I will see you again tomorrow. Thank you again, Carol. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed day.
Namaste. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.